Hello and welcome to Biology's podcast with your host, Jin Jie. Hi, thanks for tuning in to my podcast channel. So today I'm going to talk about why is digital marketing important? So, firstly, digital marketing helps you to tell your target audience your existence. In the past, when the internet are not so popular, people were restricted by the source of information that they can get access to. Most of them got information from newspaper, magazine, or TVs. Thus, if being a small or regional business, you may only have to spend a fairly small amount on newspaper on other channels, and you can have a monopoly of the whole market in that specific area. Nowadays, however, everything has changed by the internet. With the help of the internet, consumers have free access to unlimited amount of information worldwide. This has also changed their purchasing funnel as the rise of the zero moment of truth. Due to the competitiveness of consumer products, they have now countless choices. And if you are not there to help when the consumer trying to make a decision, you are considered out. Secondly, digital marketing also helps you to understand your target audience. In the past, consumer needs were more monotonic and easy to predict. Sometimes, business may not even pay too much attention to consumer needs since a good product spoke for itself, like Apple. And today, the internet, however, not only offers them chances to understand what they like, but also choices to satisfy their needs. Therefore, you cannot satisfy consumers' need, then you are out of the competition. It's the same thing. So, digital marketing, on the other hand, provides a different tools for you to solve the problems above the two issues. One is by amplifying your presence to consumer, and secondly, to disclose thoughts of consumer via SEO, social media, and email. For those who don't know what SEO, SEO helps you to get found by consumer and to understand their search intent. These days, if consumers have questions about a certain product or are intrigued by a product, the first thing they may do is to open up their browser and search for that specific product. If you are not there to offer them a good impression, and you may be deleted from their purchasing funnel. So SEO is an exact tool that can help you to prevent that from happening. Understanding the algorithm of search engine may help you to revise your website and appear in high rank or search result pages. The key to do this is to understanding the search intent of your target audience. Nowadays, Google has changed its algorithm from only focusing on keywords to topic association. Understanding searchers' intent becomes more important since the top results are not those with the most keyword, but those with the relevant content and those people find most helpful in that certain topic. Business should come up with the list of potential keywords, and then the group with those keywords according to the people's intent should build their website based on the intent, not only including the keywords but also revealing people's intent to make that search. Next, business should also update their website regularly and may create another content around a potential new intent. And this way, even their old customers may learn something new from their website. Besides improving their organic search result, other effective SEO strategy by analyzing the performance of each keyword via metrics like average position, impression, click-through rate, average cost per click, conversion rate, etc. Then decide which keywords invest more and which should be eliminated. Fortunately, Google and other SEO websites offer various tools for businesses to utilize. The social media also helps you to amplify the brand and analyze the consumer behavior. A brand page on social media platform is not a one-man monologue that sells your product, but a chance for you to actively engage with your followers and find out what they like. In order to engage your consumers, you can host contests, encourage user-generated content, provide customer service, or even offer them personalized experience with the company. Apart from that, people on social media also wants to interact with their friends and family, and this facilitated the spread of word of mouth. Consumers trust their fellow more than company, As a result, if your content or your product are amazing, people will willing to share to their friends, and they will have a good impression towards you as well. This is as if rolling a snowball that social media helps you to expand your reach to millions of potential consumers. Besides, social media also allows you to understand your consumer language and their online behavior. And by analyzing the language that they use when they refer to your industry, like business and your product, you can discover their attitude, whether they like or dislike your product. And whenever you can help them solve any problem or fulfill any needs, the sentiment along their languages can really reveal their true feelings towards your product. On the other hand, Facebook, for example, offers various statistics for you to understand how your consumer behave on the internet, including their interest in different topics, their demographic composition, or the device that they use, and so on. By understanding those behaviors, business may create a persona for their target audience and thus target them more effectively. And lastly, you to reach a consumer and test their like and dislike. For emails, you can do a lot with email marketing, since giving you their email address shows that consumers are interested in your product. Hence, building a large email list may help you reach more and more potential consumers, and converting them to loyal customers to your product. On the other hand, Facebook also provides different tools for you to take on full advantage of your email list. For example, you can match your email list with people on Facebook and learn more about them, such as their interests, their online behavior, and so on and so forth. This helps you to understand your audience better and in turn create products that suit them better, and designing marketing campaigns that can reach them more effectively. Other thing you can do with email marketing is A/B testing. You can test different elements such as email, as subject lines, tones, your font, your images, and find out the one that can engage and convert more consumers. Personalization and localization of emails are also good practice to make your consumer believe that you really understand them and care for them. And let's wrap up for today's episode, and I hope that whatever I said today, you kind of grasp what I'm saying, and hope that you learn something new today. And stay tuned to the next episode. Bye.